What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Movies Chat. My name is Eric Davis, and today we're going to be talking about Jurassic Park 4. That's right, it's still around. It is still coming soon, we think. It was just announced that Rise of the Planet of the Apes writers Rick Jaffa and Amanda Silver are the latest to take on the script that's been passed around for, I think, as far back as 2002. Joining me to talk about Jurassic Park 4 and maybe kind of work out some possible directions this film can go in order for it to be successful is my buddy Peter Hall, who is an editor at movies.com with me. He also runs the horror site Horror's Not Dead. What's up, Pete?
Not much. What about you?
Not much. I brought you on today because you're like the biggest Jurassic Park fanboy that I know.
I'm a big fan.
You're a big fan of the franchise, and I thought, let's hear what a big fan of the franchise thinks about where the franchise should go with a part four, if it even becomes a part four. I have a feeling that bringing on these Rise of the Planet of the Apes writers, they kind of liked how they rebooted the Planet of the Apes franchise, and I don't think when Jurassic Park 4, quote-unquote, hits theaters, I don't think it's going to be called Jurassic Park 4.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to reboot it. Like, the making a sequel at this point doesn't really make sense. I mean, I imagine there's ways to do it, but it seems pretty unnecessary.
No, I mean, and let's kind of back up here. The project has been going on for a long time. I mean, I think as far back as June 2002, Spielberg said that they were planning it. Joe Johnston, who directed Jurassic Park 3, was going to direct it. And then we started – and I think William Monahan was actually hired to write the first script.
Yeah, I remember that.
But that's where I think all of the problems have come from. Apparently Steven Spielberg has just never liked any of the versions of the script that he's gotten. I know it's changed hands at least maybe three or four times.
Well, I know back in the day the like first sort of script review of their version of it that Monahan was working on, Drew McWeeny reviewed it for Ain't It Cool News, and he'd put a thing up about it on hitfix.com, which you can read today if you want. But that version back then saw the dinosaurs being like weaponized and trained as like soldiers with like attached rocket launchers and crap. It was a very, very strange, like, dino soldiers movie, which didn't fit with the franchise at all. So I'm not surprised that that went nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, the latest before this to work on it was Mark Protasevich. I think he was the last writer on it. And ever since then, we just haven't heard anything. Spielberg just hasn't been happy enough with the script. So, I mean, it's just like, where do we go now? I know that they've said – I know Joe Johnston has said that it's going to be unlike any Jurassic Park film that you've seen so far. You don't know what to expect.
But he's not attached anymore, so presumably he has no input as to what this new plan of theirs is.
Yeah. I mean, is there a plan? I mean, what – you know, you're a fan. I know that – and Spielberg was smart about this. You know, the balance of science and adventure – is a fine line to walk when it comes to the Jurassic Park series, because you don't want to have this really weird, dorky, scientific conversations all over the place, and you don't want to have too much adventure because then you kind of you lose some of that substance. So it's finding that balance. I mean, what do you think is the smartest direction for them to go?
I mean, it is a weird thing for them to do for a fourth Jurassic Park movie, because I mean, at this point, Jurassic Park was such a hit because it had that sense of wonder. Like, you were seeing something for the first time, realized in such a grand way for the first time. And then the sequel, I mean, you know, The Lost World, they kind of had to dial it up a notch and obviously find a way to bring the dinosaurs to, you know, America and whatnot. And then the third one was just sort of like the low rent back to the island. So, I mean, at this point, like, if they're gonna make a fourth film, they've completely given up on like the sense of like wonderment of man creating dinosaurs, because that's entirely what the first film is about. Like, it's about standing on the shoulders of giants and using technology to bring back a life form that hasn't been alive for millions of years. So if they're going to reboot it, I imagine they're going to have to go back to like creating the actual literal Jurassic Park, the theme park that had dinosaurs in it. Otherwise, you're just making a dinosaurs run amok movie, and the Sci-Fi Channel makes one of those a month, so yeah. It's not really that unique.
So do you essentially make a prequel to the first movie?
See, that I was thinking about that, and I mean, I guess you could. There's obviously ways, you know, to do a prequel, because one of the things that was established in the second book by Michael Crichton, which was the adaptation of that, was wildly different than what the actual book is, but that there were multiple islands, and each island was sort of like its own like test area. So conceivably, you could say that there was an island before Isla Nublar, and they are Nubla, I forget what it's called. And so it's you know, a prototype island. But either way, I mean, you're still – Jurassic Park is about a theme park gone wrong, and the rides eat you. Like, you can't really – unless you're going to do a literal remake of the book, there's no other way to, like – they didn't have a failed attempt at building a, the exact same theme park. Like, you can't – you have to either embrace the theme park thing and just remake the book directly, which they could do because there's a ton of stuff in the book that was left out. Like, there's a really great set piece with – a river and like a baby tyrannosaur and a raft, and like none of that was in the movie. There's a velociraptors in the volcano. Like, there's a ton of adventure in the book that isn't in the first movie. So they could just do a straight up remake of the, a readaptation of the book, and get to a lot of stuff that we never saw before, and it would still feel fresh and still have all the same like themes. That would be, to me, that would be sort of the ideal way to reboot it.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with remaking a Steven Spielberg film, even if you're going to use all of these things that weren't in the book. I feel like for people, I don't know if they would kind of vibe with that. I think
I agree. Like, I don't think anyone wants to see that story retold because it is such a great story, which means the only other ingredient they're like sort of left to play with is what do you do with the dinosaurs? Like, what new, you know, what, it's like a sitcom. Like, what new situation can you get the dinosaurs into and smash people in there with them?
Are there clues with the writers that they picked up? I mean, they Rise of the Planet of the Apes was very successful, and what they did is they kind of brought it all the way back to the very beginning of it, and I think that's kind of where they might be taking this franchise. Let's back it all the way up to that first scientist, you know, discovering they're hatching dinosaurs. You know, we can have all new characters who are kind of – they're essentially the ones bringing life to these animals.
And that's
the complications that went on with that. Yeah, it would have been nice if there was some talk of that in the first film, that they could have maybe set it up like of this events that happened previously. But maybe they could create that mythology within the film and say that this is a story that was never told of what happened before there was Jurassic Park. And then they could use that as the foundation of a franchise that they can kind of build sort of along the lines of what they're trying to do with Prometheus, where they want to have a franchise that's running concurrently to the other franchise.
It doesn't make any sense with Jurassic Park, though, because, I mean, Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, you're building towards this incredibly elaborate, like, inconceivable future where apes have taken over the planet. And so trying to see them connect those dots is interesting. Trying to see people connect the dots between finding a mosquito in amber and creating a theme park isn't that interesting. Yep. Like, that was done in the first 25 minutes of Jurassic Park, and it was done very, very well. So to see them like go through the initial like dinosaur creation process, like, I not only do I think that's not an interesting story, like, I don't think anyone gives a damn about that. I would be very surprised if they sort of, if it's a prequel to the foundation of Jurassic Park, because that's, you know, it's about the construction of a theme park and how you get there, which isn't all that riveting, at least to me.
No, it's really not. And it's just
and with Prometheus as well, like, you have the thing about those two franchises is they have a sort of like nebulous starting point. So you can invent ways to get, you know, to get to the alien in Alien, or to get to the planet, you know, overrun by apes. Like, there's still backstory to tell there. There's not really any backstory to tell in Jurassic Park other than Oh, we found some dinosaur DNA and we plugged it in the computer.
I mean the story that we haven't seen is them literally, I guess, populating the park and setting it all up, and you know,
and that would be an interesting story, but at the same time, unless it's on a completely different island, like there's no you're just repeat whether you're remaking the exact source material or not, all you're doing is just going through the exact same formula because something has to go wrong for it to have adventure and people need to get eaten and to somehow you couldn't get to a wipe point where like Jurassic Park takes place, like there's no hints in Jurassic Park that they did this before and it went horribly wrong and then they're like, oh well, we're just gonna forget all that stuff happened, like unless they shoot Hammond in the head with adamantium or like, you know, memory erasing bullets, like it's not gonna, you can't get to that franchise point.
Well, and also how invested are people in dinosaurs anymore? I mean, I remember when the first Jurassic Park came out, it you know, the special effects, the surround sound, it was all sort of groundbreaking at the time and it kind of blew our minds. I mean, these days we're just so used to seeing every single thing, whether it's aliens or dinosaurs fighting aliens or cowboys fighting whatever. I mean, they're actually making a dinosaurs versus aliens movie.
Yeah.
So I mean, I feel like we're sort of, our brains just can't be, how are we going to surprise us anymore?
Yeah. I mean, one thing that they could do in this, they can advance the storyline. Cause I mean, the franchise left off in a world where dinosaurs exist. I think that I forget if it was like fully covered up, but you can't really cover up the T-Rex like rampaging around downtown, like San Francisco. Like that's just, so it takes place in a world where people know dinosaurs exist. So conceivably, you could come up with some event that has caused the dinosaurs to spread off of the island, or you know, through some sort of, you know, rogue environmental group like liberating the dinosaurs. So if you can find some way to establish this sort of like dinosaur inhabited quarantine zone, then you could almost tell like a sort of Monsters-esque story of people like traveling through the dinosaur zone, which would be kind of interesting, but I mean that's still,
yeah,
there's a bunch of other movies that have that exact same plot already, basically.
Exactly.
A lot of sci-fi stories.
So I mean, if you were writing the script, do you go earlier or do you go later? Where's your entry point?
I would do two things. I would either do later and have someone else trying to create a new Jurassic Park. Like, I mean, if you introduce some sort of, you know, insanely wealthy Middle Eastern state that, you know, creates the equivalent of, you know, the Burj Dubai, but for like Jurassic Park, they just take some area and turn it and throw heaps of money at it and build their equivalent of, you know, a ski slope in the Middle East, but instead it has dinosaurs
like that. They tried to do it right, but we're gonna do it right. The old one failed. Here we are all these years later. We're finally gonna do it the right way.
Yeah. I mean, you can go with that story. Me as a fanboy, what I would like to see actually happen, and this it would be highly unlikely, but if they pulled a sort of like Superman Returns, which sort of ignores certain other films in the Superman franchise and picks up basically where it wants to, I would like to see someone just remake The Lost World and do an actual adaptation of Crichton's book, because it's damn good.
Yeah.
It has a lot of like really interesting scenarios in it that just were completely abandoned in the movie. And the movie had like this whole, you know, the plot with his daughter and all that stuff was just shoehorned in there. So if you readapted the second book, then there's a lot of interesting material to mine. But I don't know. It's one of those weird franchises where it's just kind of like I don't know what you would do with it other than a remake. Like what's worthwhile? But I thought the same thing of Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I remember the entire time thinking like, how are they going to pull this off? And it's a very entertaining movie. It's got some weird plot holes and stuff, but overall it holds up very well.
Yeah, they pulled it off.
Like I said, you don't have to build anything in Jurassic Park. Like it's not a grand twist that they have to discover, like, you know, the DNA. Like all that stuff is already defined known quantities. So there's not a whole lot of like mythology that they can sort of explore unless it just takes place in the, you know, 20 years after Jurassic Park 1.
That's the problem with Jurassic Park, but I also feel like writers are kind of coming up with fresh ideas. I feel like we're still seeing our remakes, we're still seeing our sequels. But I think some people, when you look at a films like Prometheus, which wasn't, you know, exactly successful, but you look at the ideas there and you look at the ideas in Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I feel like people are starting to take fresher approaches at kind of reinventing franchises. So hopefully they'll be able to find a really cool angle for this. The fact that the scripts keeps passing through hands doesn't really make me feel that confident. I'm curious to see what happens if it ever gets made. I think this may be one of the last shots that they take at it in terms of.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Universal's just kind of I don't gather a extreme sense of commitment on their part or on Spielberg's part. It seems to be a lot of like we have this very popular franchise, and every now and then we'll throw it to a writer to see if they can crack it, but I don't know. I would be surprised if we're talking about this movie getting made like a year from now.
I don't know. I feel like there's heat on it again. I feel like there's fan devotion. People want it there. But yeah, I mean, I think
I disagree with that though. I don't think people want it. I think people would show up and see it out of curiosity, but I don't think anyone is like, God damn, I can't wait for Jurassic Park 4. Like, it's. I don't know. And I also think the problem that they have there is like an increasing like or diminished returns from Jurassic Park, from The Lost World to Jurassic Park 3. Yeah. Like it's just no one's clamoring for a new one.
Yeah. And I also feel like they need to make Dinosaur Adventure fresh again, because, you know, we're starting to Pixar is doing a dinosaur film, and they're going to do some campy dinosaurs versus aliens. And how do you make dinosaurs fresh again? And if they can crack that, then maybe we have a shot.
Yeah, I mean, they can if they find some, like, if they go with, they would have to take the theme park idea and just like crank it to 11 and like have like an entire like enclosed like recreation of prehistoric times and like find some reason to throw people in there. Yeah. Like that would be, I mean, that sort of gives you, you know, a time travel adventure without having time travel, which is essentially all Jurassic Park ever wanted to be. It's a story of how that went wrong. But so if they basically what would be interesting is if Jurassic Park 4 is the story of like an actually successful Jurassic Park, like a place that accomplished everything that Jurassic Park, the literal theme park for dinosaurs, was trying to be. And then have, you know, something go wrong, or even just show what people's adventure in there is like. Like that would be, you know, worth exploring, I guess.
I hear you. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, maybe they'll give it a shot, and we'll see. I films like Rise of the Planet of the Apes kind of make me interested to see what these sort of people, what their take on it. Obviously, they had enough of a take where they hired them to write it. So we'll see what happens, and maybe we'll see Jurassic Park 4 in the next couple of years. Maybe we won't. We'll have to see. Pete, thanks a lot for joining. Are you working on anything right now that's exciting you?
Just random projects in the background, always, nothing specific.
Cool. Well, I will find you over at movies.com, and I'm sure that if Jurassic Park 4 does start picking up some steam, you'll be writing about it.
Yeah, I'll take over the Jurassic Park 4 countdown if it gains momentum.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Pete, and have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, you too, Eric.
All right.